On the Ground is produced by the Global NGO Executive Committee, a storied nonprofit that has for 60 years partnered with the United Nations to guarantee a voice at the decision-making table for civil society leaders. GNEC offers services to more than 1,600 UN-vetted global NGOs, which are on the front lines of tackling the most pressing issues of our time. I'm Adrienne Berg, a member of the NGO Committee on Aging New York, and the host of On the Ground. Well, I am so excited today because we have just the right person with just the right information to light you up. Today, I am so proud that I am interviewing the international president of GNEC, the Global NGO Executive Committee. Now, all of you listening, or most of you listening, are members. What does GNEC really do for you, and how can you meet each other? Well, that's why I have today Mr. Ewan Robert Otu, who is the international president of our mutual organization. He's going to tell you how to meet each other at a conference, what you can learn about it, and why we so much need a conference for civil society, and a little bit more about GNEC and what it brings to you. So, Mr. President, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you very much, Adrian. It's a pleasure, great honor to be here with you today.
And you're hearing him all the way from Nigeria. So let's talk about the conference first, because I know you're working very hard on it. Tell us a little bit about the details of it so far and what you hope to accomplish through a conference for civil society.
Thank you very much, Adrian. First and foremost, this is a United Nations civil society conference. So previously, it was exclusively organized by GNEC, Global NGO Executive Committee. Then it was called DPI NGO, that's the Department of Public Information NGO Conference. And at that time, the Department of Global Communications, which is the host of this conference, was called Department of Public Information. And so from the inception of our organization, this conference has been the cardinal project that our organization carries out. And it's a massive opportunity to bring together civil society from all over the world under the umbrella of the United Nations.
Well, this is so exciting. So let me ask you about the details. How can the folks listening keep up with what you're doing, when it is, and the program? How should they be communicating with you, and how will you be disseminating the information?
First, they need to go to the United Nations website, civil society section. There, they will get a lot of information from the Department of Global Communications. And then they can also check us out, www.gnec, that's gnec.ngo, that's on our website. And they should also watch out for our newsletter, the NGO Reporter. So the information on this conference will be posted there. But in summary, the conference is going to Africa for the first time since the inception of the United Nations. So this conference will be held in Nairobi, Kenya, on the 9th and 10th of May, 2024. So it's just a couple of months away. So what participants need to do is get onto the website I've mentioned and then register to attend this conference. So once you register to attend the conference, you would have we'll be given a lot of information.
So now I'm going to ask you another question. Now, I know you've been working very hard and you put together a wonderful committee for this conference, and they must be talking about what the program is and some of the exciting things. So whet our appetite a little bit. Tell us some of the things that we could expect in terms of topic, in terms of being able to network.
Thank you very much, Adrian. The committees are just being set up right now. We've had the conference co-chairs, one from the Global North, Muhadra Yusuf, that's the name. And we also have one from the Global South, Carol Ajengo, and she's from Kenya. And so thereafter, the co-chairs for the subcommittees have also been announced. And I'm one of the subcommittee co-chairs. I'm in charge of fundraising and budget. And so is Adiola, in charge of experts. And so a lot of engineers, directors and officers. And so in the next couple of days, the structure and the program of the conference will be made available. We're just about to start, so I can't speak on that right now because it's at the elemental stage. But one thing is sure, This conference will fit into the agenda of the United Nations, which is the people's draft, which is the summit of the future. That's the essence of it, to bring together stakeholders to fashion out a way for the future. So that's what this conference intends to achieve. Thank you.
Well, this is, again, very inspiring. Now, let's talk about GNEC in general. Of course, we have our podcast on the ground. Remember, folks, please do go to the website, which is gnec.ngo, and you can hear several months of our podcast. Its purpose is to say what's working, to bring you together, and to give you new ideas so that you can be even more successful in your NGO activities in the future. But there's more to it than that. Tell us your vision. I mean, as the international president, what is your vision of what GNEC can mean to NGOs and actually other nonprofits all over the world?
Yes, the Global NGO Executive Committee was founded in 1964, right inside of the United Nations. And so from inception, our mission has been to give a voice to the people, the NGOs, the communities that are not heard. So our mission and purpose is to end visibility for people all across the world, highlight global problems, and bring these problems to the highest level of the United Nations for attention and action. So that's what the GNEC stands for. And currently, GNEC is a family of about 1,500 United Nations vetted NGOs. So it's a very large family, and the family is growing, and we welcome more and more people to join us. So for more information on activities, you can reach out to our website, www.gnec.ngo, to get information about us.
So let me ask you another question here. So you have so much experience, over 1,500 and growing NGOs. In your opinion, what you see, what are the barriers for success in change for these NGOs? Is it fundraising? Is it clarity of purpose? Is it government relations? If you could make one thing happen for every single one of our NGOs, what would it be?
To me, it would be access. We want to be sure that the NGOs access to reach the people that matter with their problems. NGOs need access to be at the right table at the right time with people that matter. Access at the United Nations, access at the government level in their different countries. So the number one challenge that NGOs are facing now is ability to access the people they need to access. So that's one change we would like to see. Then the second change, of course, would be financing, to make sure that these NGOs have the ability to attend programs, to execute their projects, to touch lives, translate lives, and be impactful wherever they are.
One of the things that give you access is to be heard. And the idea that we can be heard digitally today, I know the United Nations had a conference recently about fake news, the best way to use digital assets. Do you feel that our NGOs ready for that? And how can GNEC help and support them so that they can get access through a bigger voice through technology? I know that there's a lot being discussed and probably a lot discussed at that conference on this topic.
We need to hear from you. We need to know how to reach you as well. So when you reach out to us, you can reach us through our different channels, the podcast, the NGO reporter. And then we will make you attend our programs. We have lots of programs to impact you, to train you. So we're currently doing a lot of trainings. We're doing a communications workshop, which you attended, the one you just mentioned, on the fake news. That was a communication workshop. It's one of the channels that NGOs need to access to gain insights. And so we're also doing a meet and greet. We have, during the holidays, an NGO meet and greet where we bring ourselves together to underscore, to study, to say our successes and our barriers. And so we also have monthly meetings, different meetings like the one we have with the IFA. So we're doing partnerships, organizing trainings. Okay. So we have a lot of meetings, trainings, a lot of programs to build the capacity of NGOs. And most of these programs are now done virtually. it's online, so it's easy for you to reach us. So all you need to do, just go to our website, and if you can get all the information you want. If you don't, you can reach us through the contact details on our website. We look forward to hearing from anybody, NGO, businesses, government. We want to partner with everybody to give GNEC that relevance that we need to have. Thank you.
And now one more plug. For those of you who might have access to sponsors for this conference, and this is a question I don't know, Ayum, will you be taking some sponsors, and how can corporate society and other organizations that are not NGOs and nonprofits participate in this conference coming up?
Brilliant question. Like I said, I'm the co-chair of the fundraising and budget subcommittee for the conference. And so our mission is to ensure that we raise funds to move civil society to be part of this conference. And I'm sure that through this channel, through this podcast, a lot of corporate sponsors will reach out to us. We're trying to reach out to as many sponsors as possible to support NGOs from developing countries to attend, even from developed countries to attend as well. And so we're going to have, in the next few weeks, we're going to have a kind of fundraiser and reach out to a lot of sponsors to see how they can partner with us to give civil society and other stakeholders the ability to attend the conference physically in Nairobi, Kenya.
Well, this is wonderful. I know it's going to be a success. But I'm going to end with this question, and this is a question from your heart. What does it mean to you that this conference for the first time is in Africa? What does it mean to you speaking to us from Nigeria right now? It's going to be in Nairobi, of course. What does it mean to you personally that this is opening up Africa to the NGOs and it's taking place there?
It couldn't have come at a better time. Africa is the continent of the future. And I have a sense of nostalgia that Africa is being brought to the front line. And so it's so exciting, it's so inspiring, and I believe the people that will come there will see a new Africa that is emerging. A new Africa is in view. A new Africa, that has to be what other continents of the world is, I mean, those developed continents. I mean, the challenges are much, but the United Nations took a very good step to bring this conference to Africa. And the opportunities are limitless. Economic opportunities to social opportunities to political opportunities. It's massive what this conference will help to do in Africa. And also Africa is a continent of hospitality. So those coming will also feel the warmth and the hospitality of the continent of Africa. So it's so, so inspiring. We look forward to it with a lot of zeal that this conference will be the best United Nations civil society conference ever held. I'm so sure about that. Thank you.
And for those of you who are not from Africa, I had the privilege of working at some point with Zambia, but what was impressive to me were the people. I was invited into people's homes just because I happened to be touring a market, and people would come to me and say, "Oh, would you like to see this house? Would you like to see this particular kind of cultural area?" And it's true. Anybody who's going there, not only for the conference, but for the experience of experiencing Africa, will never, ever forget it. So we thank you so much. I think that we've covered what we need to do. I think we've inspired and touched people to be part of this. And as usual, we thank you so much. And I'm just privileged to be part of the GNEC community. Thank you so much, you, for being with us. And as we always say to everybody here, remember, this is your show. This is your show. Use it. And let us know what you would like to hear about on the ground. And you know how I end every single show. Get out there, kids, and make it happen. This is Adrienne Berg saying goodbye for now from On the Ground. See you soon.